Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today, I have a very unusual story. Now, I'm sure that most of you know about Hanukkah, and I'm sure that most of you have heard of the Greeks. They were the ones that were our enemies in the story of Hanukkah. And what many of you probably know is that the Greeks had a very different way of looking at life. It's called a philosophy. A very different way of understanding what the purpose of our life here is in this world, their belief in Hashem, which they actually didn't have. They believed in worshiping idols, and they believed that only logic was important, only things that made sense. So the real war of Hanukkah started out that it wasn't actually a military war. The way the Greeks started out was that they were just trying to peacefully influence us to become more like them, to accept their way of life and their way of living. And as a matter of fact, they said the Torah has a lot of good things in it. They had a lot of respect for the Torah. They said the Torah is very, very full of wisdom. But one thing they could not handle, and that was the idea of Hashem. They said, we understand respecting your parents, not killing, not stealing, giving charity. These are all good things. But to say that there's actually Hashem, there's a God, a creator, one single God and creator who tells you to do that, this they didn't believe. So therefore, for example, they would say, go ahead and honor your parents, like the Torah says, but do not believe that you're honoring your parents because Hashem said so. And this is really what was underneath the whole battle. Now, one of the main leaders of the Greek philosophy, of the Greek way of thinking, was someone named Aristotle. And Aristotle, actually, one of his students was someone named Alexander the Great. He was an emperor. He was a great general. And he was the one that came to the land of Israel to conquer it. And there was a story with the Kohen Gadol, which is another story for another time, why he didn't try to actually fight against the land of Israel at that time. He just tried to influence them. But anyway, Aristotle was one of the main people of the Greek culture. And one of his students was Alexander the Great. At the end of Aristotle's life, he wrote a letter to Alexander the Great, who by this time was the emperor. He was no longer just a student of his. He was now the emperor. He was someone who ruled over many, many countries. And he said in this letter, Aristotle said in this letter, you know, I'm very old now. I'm close to the end of my life. And recently I had a conversation with a sage of the Jewish people, one of the Chachamim, that is. We would call him one of the Chachamim, one of the leading sages of the Jewish people. I don't know his name. And Aristotle goes on to say that my conversation with this sage really changed my whole view, because this sage explained to me what Torah really is. And when this sage explained to me what Torah really is, I understood that the Torah is really true, and that Greek philosophy is false. In fact, Aristotle wrote in this letter, all my books that I wrote, which Greek philosophy is very much based on Aristotle's books, and this is the philosophy that's been operating for many, many years. A lot of it has been even today. And Aristotle wrote in this letter, it's all garbage. All the books I wrote are full of garbage. They're all wrong. It's all just foolishness. The real truth and the only truth, Aristotle wrote in his letter, is Torah. And he said in the letter to his student, Alexander the Great, if you are not going to like what I'm saying, and even if you get very angry from what I'm saying, and you want to come and kill me, I'm not worried because I'm so old now that I'm going to pass away pretty soon anyway, and therefore I'm not concerned. But this is actually the truth, Aristotle wrote. that all the books I wrote, all my philosophies that so many people believe in, is just a bunch of garbage, and the only truth is Torah. So this is actually the way we can understand the story of Hanukkah, that it was the Torah, Hashem's teachings, Hashem, the Jewish people, on one side, and the Greek culture on the other. And so we see that today, there's only one truth. That is the truth of the Torah. And the more we learn Torah, the more we teach Torah, the more we do the mitzvahs, the more we will fill the world with the light, the true light of Hashem. Now, right now, there's a war going on in Israel, and it's a very, very serious war. Baruch Hashem, we are very successful, although, unfortunately, we have had many, many soldiers killed, unfortunately. Very, very great heroes, but unfortunately, we have lost a lot of soldiers. But we are winning this war, and may Hashem help that it should be a quick and complete victory. However, what are we going to do? We are here in whatever city, Cincinnati, or maybe you live in Berlin, or maybe you live in Australia, or maybe you live in South America, wherever you live. What are we going to do to help the war? So the answer is to fill the world with the light of Torah and mitzvahs. And that way, very, very soon, the world will realize just what Aristotle realized, that the only truth is the truth of the Torah. And then the nations of the world will all want to help in serving Hashem, to fulfill the seven commandments of the children of Noah, and to help Jewish people to serve Hashem. May this happen very quickly, and it will happen very quickly, through especially your learning and my learning, our Torah and mitzvahs, our learning about Mashiach and Geula. May it happen immediately. Thank you very much for joining Jewish Stories and More.